talking, your opinions do not matter. Slow it down for a minute, catch my breath and bring it back. Or back to get you, dog. I'm retro, boss go dumb, so they be special.
Hopefully. At least your god will show up. Oh, my god is still trying to touch me, I'm pretty sure. All the way back. You know, did I ever tell you that my priest got relocated to Cape Cod? And do they want to act as if I wasn't going to find out what that meant?
Right. I mean, the Catholic Church has been playing musical pedophiles for so long.
Yeah, exactly. We got a message. Let's play it real quick. Oh, but after the intro, of course. Welcome to Cross Examination, the very serious interview show where we ask the most wayward stereo travelers the most important questions on the internet. We record this podcast live on the Stereo app, but we'd also like to thank our listeners on Spotify and iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. Make sure to leave a review so you can continue pouring this sexy cacophony into your ears twice a week. With that, I'm Paul Ober.
And I'm Keith Byrne. All I heard was cock in your ears. What was that word, cacophony?
Yeah, bro. Cacophony is going to be forever in the introduction to this show. It's never going to end.
I love it.
Oh, and we have some special guest hosts for you today as well, which is pretty cool. The first one you all know and love is the world's most polite hacker serial killer. It's homeless Canadian Bobby. Bobby, how you doing? Okay, sure, guy. Absolutely. I'm just stupid diddly to be here today with you.
Bobby, I told you not to come to my house. This is not acceptable.
You know how I feel about property.
Yeah, I'm wildly aware of it. That's why I definitely don't want you at my house. Come on, man. I can cuss at you.
Come on, which mine is yours. That's what the records say in Vegas where I just was.
Yep, that's what the... That's what the coroner said that you said about that man's organs. You took his spleen, Bobby.
You don't want to get me angry like this. I'll break out my Nicolas Cage pillow. I'll have him see in red.
Oh, you... Okay, yep. Okay, I'll shut up now. Nope. Fuck that. I've seen what happens if you...
Shut the fuck up. Okay, Canadian Bobby, that's good. That's good. All right. So we got a message. Let's play it real quick and then get into topics.
It killed me.
First time listener, guys, if you could please get it together so I could become a second time listener at some point.
Oh, Cliff.
I don't like that guy's tone. Yeah, actually, I don't either.
I know. Cliff's fucking... He is the whitest guy, man.
Cliff is good. Everybody follow him on Instagram. He's whitest guy. He's hilarious. He's pretty... He posts some good shit.
That's a brave name today.
How are you doing, Keith?
You know, I'm thinking about going back to Dylan because, you know, it's like Dylan's dealing with being Dylan, bro. It's just, you know, I've been throwing knives and shit and drinking beer. What about you?
You know, I've been my anxious, neurotic self, constantly worrying about things and therefore sometimes not even getting anything done.
Absolutely. I live there.
Yeah, you know, I'll have like five things open at the same time. I'll get anxious about all of it and then play video games for an hour.
I procrastinate sometimes. Like, it's insane, like, the ways that I've found to just kill time. But at least that one's enjoyable.
The what's insane is that, like, we're both on the same wavelength there. I have woken up so many times. Everybody thinks that weed is like this magic ADHD pill. That you take it, and if it's a sativa, you get shit done. The number of times that I've wake and baked with the idea that I'm going to get so much done, I'm going to be so creative, doesn't work that way at all. You're only going to be very good and creative at the first thing that catches your attention. So it becomes like this scientific experiment. Like, I'll have like my laptop open with the thing, and then I have to smoke to be even in on that thing. But then there's still the option where I go on my phone and I go on Instagram, and that's 2 hours lost.
Oh, man, I don't even want to think about how much time that I've lost just scrolling aimlessly. Like, I'm not as bad about it now because I'm so obsessed with myself and making content that, you know, I don't really give a shit about what else is on there that much. But, you know, it's not that healthy of a trade-off because this one is just detrimental to me if I make shitty content because I'm like, you, look at you, stupid man. What are you doing, making silly videos?
I don't mind your content that much. I think it's pretty funny. And by the way, everybody listening right now, make sure that you're sending in comments and questions. And we also, I'm going to look in there. I'm going to try and bring up people. We need a guest on. That's the whole point of the show. We interview you guys. You're Wayward Stereo Travelers. We need you up here. So if you want to request, we're going to request all of you, whoever wants to get up first.
Yep, just throw up a hand, or we will pick you. Oh, damn, did you hear the bass coming there? Like, pick you.
We got the bass. By the way, how's my audio? I fixed it. I got a new microphone.
What's up, brothers?
What's going on, Whitey? I mean, Cliff?
Did you guys want to talk to me or one of the people I'm here with? Just let me know.
Oh,
well, who are you here with? How many personalities do you have?
I'm with Wally, Chad the Caucasian Cataclysm, Vito Vincenzo Venerizzi, and Liberation Tartson.
Oh, damn. I thought that you might have the non-melanated fellow.
Oh, yeah, that's Chad the Caucasian.
I actually kind of like Liberation Guy. That kind of has a good ring to it. You know, that reminds me of the time I played a big part in liberating Guatemala from U.S. troops for about 2 months straight.
Wow.
I thought you were going to make a Liberace reference, but way to take the high road.
No, we've had that before, but that's about it.
That's a good nickname though for Lib. I definitely will use that at some point. Liberace Tardson, because it still shortens to Libtard. You know what I mean?
So I mean, people aren't as friendly towards the Tard part anymore. But I mean, I'm kind of uniquely qualified. I get to use it. Fuck it.
I mean, listen, that's his last name. It's on his birth certificate. We can't do anything about that.
God, I don't know if I told you, Cliff, about the most unfortunate name that I've ever heard in my life, but yeah,
go ahead though. That's hilarious. Go.
this woman's name is Misty Cox to begin with, right? And
Misty
she has,
Cox.
Misty Cox. She's born with a porn star name. So, and then she has a chance to mediate that, to fix it. And I swear to God, she got married and she hyphenated her fucking last name. So now it's Misty DeLong Cox. That has to be intentional.
If you want to talk about
sounds
a joke,
like two of my ex girlfriends, respecting pronouns, of course.
Oh, I thought you meant dead. Yeah. Was that the homeless man?
This is Homeless Canadian Bobby. I'm helping interview Cliff Focus.
Hey, what's going on, Bobby?
I'm doing good. I have some questions submitted from the internet. Where we get all the crazy. Shut the fuck up, Paul. This is my show now. We had an agreement. I don't hurt you. I get to ask you questions. Okay, so
you'd be nice.
If you had to, this is just a right funny one. If you had to listen to a Justin Bieber song at all times of the day for the rest of your life, which song would it be, and how long would it take until you killed yourself?
That's a good question. Damn. I don't know, man. I think I only know one Justin Bieber song.
Baby.
By title, like I'd be able to identify a bunch of his songs, but especially being that I could only name Baby, I don't know. That suicide would probably come, I'd say, within the first 4 to 6 hours.
So about 4 to 6 hours of a 2-minute song that they pretty much just say baby all the time. It's not bad for Canada's national anthem to get stuck in your head. Okay.
Canada's sweetheart, Justin Biebs.
Oh, baby, baby. Baby, hey. Baby, baby.
Is that still the most listened to YouTube video ever?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Yikes.
Oh my God! Gross. Why? Well, I'm kind of proud of Biebs. All right,
I like Biebs. I like Biebs, bro. He's turned out to be a legitimately very talented artist. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, don't get me wrong.
Also, legitimately,
both
a part of the Bloods and Crips at the same time. Nobody knows unless you know because of the tattoos on his arm. It's like I've seen that before. That's had a gun in my face.
Hey yo, facts. Yo, I heard you say something about the Bloods and the Crips. You know what I mean? It's me, Chad, the Caucasian Cataclysm. See, first of all, you're saying it wrong. It's called the Blips. If you're a member of both, like me, and Justin Bieber, it's called the Blips. All right? So get that shit right. You know what I'm saying?
More sounding more like a Blumpkin. You terrify me, sir.
Hey, listen, man.
I ain't here to terrify. I'm here to mystify and legitimify the paralyzed guys that look at blacks with despise because I'm black. You know what I'm saying? Chad Dolezal. Hey. What up, though?
You know, as your therapist.
I just got yelled at for doing blackface. Cliff, you ran right into it.
Well, see now. see now, here's the thing. You know what I'm saying? It's not blackface because my face is technically still of the Caucasus nature, but on the inside and pertaining to my hood past, it's obvious. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's like hearing an inner city voice and an invisibility cloak at Hogwarts. This is fantastic.
You know what I'm saying?
My God, he's got all the Deathly Hallows.
Facts. You know what I mean?
Chad Dolezal, as your therapist, I do know a couple things about you. Since we're not in a clinical setting right now, how has your obsession with Karens went?
I mean, listen, I've been sent here on a mission, and that's to give as many Karens as possible that long dickin', you know what I'm saying?
Can I ask why you also share an affinity for having sex with parents?
Well, the reason that I like having sex with Karens is because they're guilty of treason and having their sirens blaring. And then the cops come and they shoot a black man like myself. So I'm just trying to cure the mental health of the black community and give some unity. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think he knows what he's saying. I don't think he knows what he's saying either.
I believe this man lives in the land of delusion.
Nah, man. You got white privilege. You can't relate. You know what I'm saying?
You're damn right I do.
It's too much. You know, it's too much for y'all to understand.
This goes against everything I believe, and I'm still hard as a rock. Okay, we got more questions.
I can feel his pulse in it from here.
Facts!
Yes, Justin Bieber is a musician. He's talented. He's not there for no reason. Well, and he also plays hockey, kind of. Well, it's in his blood.
Hey, thanks for calling in, Mitch. Always good to have you on board.
Hold on, hear that though.
Cliff, did you hear what the comment was about hockey?
First of all, I can't even talk about hockey. That shit too white. All right, number one, two and three, four and five. Let's get live. You know what I'm saying? Let's get real. But second of all, what's up with that half comment? If you're gonna leave a comment, leave a whole comment, Mitch. Mitch, leave a whole comment. That's a half a comment.
Oh, it was a half a comment. Okay. Yeah, Mitch, just leave another one. It's easy. You click the thing. I can just show up to your house and show you how to do it on Thursday, though, so that's fine.
Come on, son.
For everybody tuning in, we got a couple guest hosts today. Not to mention it's me, it's Keith. We got a special guest, Cliff, right now. He's going to be on for another few minutes. And then we're going to have Eric Wheelo up. And
Holy shit, I'm back, Bobby.
Questions that you can possibly think of. You know, would you rather find someone on the internet, get weird about it? We want to get to know our wayward stereo travelers, and especially Eric coming up. We got a whole list of questions as well. We want you a part of it, though.
Holy shit, Bobby. I lost my internet for a second. Were you stealing my copper again?
Well, we're trying to figure out, by the way, it's homeless Canadian Bobby here. I'm the world's politest serial killer. Cliff's alter ego was talking about numbers. He was saying 1, 2, 4, 5 live, and it's confusing.
Did you just put a curse on me?
1, 2, 4, 5 live, right?
Oh.
See, what happened to 3? You're all over the place. I like
no, we're see, best see, now. See, hold on, man. This is your white privilege seeping through the phone again. Here's the thing.
I'll have you
the
know reason- that I'm at least a quarter something. That qualifies me as I forget what it is. Back in the big war, you know, they used to say I was a whole bunch of stuff as an excuse to throw me out there first. But
I am on an Android. There is no privilege seeping through anything.
All right, so peep game. Let me answer your question. Right, the reason you skipped the 3 is because if you take 3 times it by 2, that's 666. That's the mark of the beast, and we don't play those games. You understand? 1, 2, 4, 5. That's how it is. You know what I'm saying? Word.
Where do you get your energy from, sir? Because I am depressed and I could use a little bit of it sometimes.
Man, listen. I'm telling you, man.
See, my hair's not blue for no reason.
It's the struggle. The struggle, you know what I'm saying? The struggle gives you energy. You know, it's something you couldn't relate to. You know what I'm saying? Once again, white privilege.
Oh, I put the hug in struggle. No, that's actually Bobby.
Well, everybody knows that I'm a big fan of BLM. So, you know, Black Lives Matter. I like anything. Fighting for equality, fighting for rights. You know, I love it.
You know, Children's
Fat
Club.
That's why I don't believe in possessions as well. It's a very different thing. I just think that, you know, if it's your house, who says it's your house? We're all Adams. I can
see. You know what I'm saying?
Bobby, we've been through this. We have been
Let
through
me
this.
Wear your skin. One night only. I'll even give it back. It's not like you're losing it.
Just because you walk into someone's house and yell louder than they can scream doesn't mean it's your house, Bobby. Come on. I thought we made a breakthrough.
Nah.
I made a breakthrough into your apartment, too. Where was I? I thought you lived in Kansas.
You're right. I keep switching around. I am poor as shit now. You have really broken my bank.
I have the deed to your RV right here. I still don't know what to do with that. I think I'm going to spray paint it like Grand Theft Auto. Maybe the cops won't catch us. Oh, jeez.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I mean, it's perfect.
Hey, yo, facts, listen. One thing I want to say about the whole possession thing, though, here's the thing, right? As long as you identify as a minority of some kind, you have more rights to somebody's possession at this day and time. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. So, or you can yell
out. I don't agree with that.
Oh, no, no.
Yeah, neither do I.
No, that's
actually
a fact. Yo, no, that's a fact.
For a reason. Stay in the corner.
Man.
What was that? Did I just hear a chat with a baby?
Yo, man, I thought he told me stay in the corner. It made me sad.
No, I was talking to Paul. He's in the corner over there. He's a hostage again. Oh no!
Oh,
it's
I thought it was more.
I got him some weed.
I thought you were being racist, man. I got disappointed.
You have got to be nicer to Paul.
What
he's the
part
one who
of that
feeds
was racist?
You. He's living in a land of delusion. Remember,
man, listen.
Keith, do you have a question for him to answer, and then we'll head on over to our special guest?
Okay, if you had to punch one of them, and just to get on by with your next day, you know, maybe not even anything bad happens to you. If Mother Teresa and the Dalai Lama were in front of you, which one are you gonna fucking give a knuckle sandwich? And you're just gonna dust them.
Hey, yo, come on, is this a trick question?
Mm-mm.
Mother Teresa has less melanin, so obviously I'm gonna knock that bitch out. Come on, man.
You're right. She's also a war criminal.
Crazy out here, man. Yo, man, I gotta go, man. Too much white privilege. Get that other white guy in here. His name sounds white. I'm out, yo. Fuck out of here.
Bye. Bye.
Man, he's about as black as Antarctica. I love that guy.
He's about as black as pure Colombian Bam Bam.
Pure like Fraggle Rock? Why do you say Fraggle Rock? Flintstones.
Fraggle Rock? What kind of Flintstones drugs do you do?
You know exactly what kind of Flintstones drugs I'm on. Them vitamins. Them tasty, sugary little vitamins that taught you that eating good didn't matter because you had these vitamins to save the day. Who needs milk when you got little tasty rocks?
I say the same thing about food, except I replace like those vitamins with Ensure shakes because I don't like to eat anymore. You know, it's cheaper just to buy the shakes and then just do drugs the rest of the time. It's, of course, I mean, that's how I stay thin.
Your lifestyle is so inspiring to me. It really just goes to show you that you can be Hollywood fit if you just don't spend money on food.
Yeah. That like really having a heroin addiction in your early 20s will make sure that you have abs forever. I don't know. It's like an unwritten rule, but you know, what can I say?
I'm so sad that I'm 29 and that ship has sailed. I was so close, damn it.
You missed it. I mean, you could still get in there. It's like the later part of it. You'll have like 3-pack or something. But, you know, 3's better than, you know, well, I don't know what that sound was supposed to denote. But,
bro, we have talked about my body type on here. You know exactly what it is. I have a 4-pack or a 3-pack on top because the abs are still there. And then just there's a very sudden jutting of a tire around my lower body right above my ass. And like I've said, I'm very happy with how my ass looks. I've always been very happy about that. But if I could just get a more slender waist down to that, like back in college. Oh.
Oh, man. You know, you talk about just going to fuck town. I bet See, I'm in a relationship now. Like, I'm in the best shape of my life. And, so I'm not going to do anything about it. I'm just going to stick with Cheyenne. Yay.
That's a good point. I just want my, hey, I'm in a relationship too. I'm engaged. I'm engaged to a man. I'm engaged to the love of my life, Sydney. But, I mean, I still want my ass to look nice.
Tell them about it.
Not
Tell
for
them
not for
about
going
it.
Out, not for like sport,
Not
for
for
indoor
you.
sport, for our bedroom sport. For
Oh, you mean when you guys play fuck?
yeah. When we do that really famous sport called gay sex. I'm
Yeah.
sorry, mom, dad. You
There's
don't have to.
all.
I'm just joking, mom and dad. If you're in here, if you're listening.
Well, if you are listening, he's never the loser. How about
Hey,
that?
so it's the only sport where where opinions matter, other than boxing. Okay, we got.
Oh, fuck. I've actually got quite a few people in here. I think quite a few people in here that I got on today. Yeah, Alyssa. Oh, Eric's here. Johnny
Yep,
and
Eric's
Mitch
here.
Tarizo.
We got a couple messages from Cliff. I'm assuming that they're going to be good questions. The predictive text didn't come up,
I'm
but
terrified.
yeah, I think we're ready to bring Eric up. What do you think?
Let's do it. I'm ready.
All right, let's get him on up. And I'll do a little introduction of Eric real quick.
Okay.
Hello,
Hey, holy shit, you're the closest. This is the closest I've ever been to talking to a famous person. Shut up, Paul. Let me talk.
hello.
Oh, how's it going?
Eric Wheelo is a stand-up
All
comedian, improviser, and writer originally from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He's been a member of the Conan TBS production staff for the past 9 years and has helped to create over 1,300 episodes of television. His TV credits include Saturday Night Live, The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, Titan Games with The Rock, the 70th Annual Emmy Awards, the 75th Annual Golden Globe Awards, The Tonight Show with Conan O'Brien, Pete Holmes Show, TBS, Dion Cole's Black Box, and Disney's annual Thanksgiving and Christmas holiday specials. He's a nationally touring stand-up comedian as well and friend of mine. Everybody, please welcome Eric Wheelo.
Oh my
Oh,
God.
Wheelo.
Thank
Don't
you.
act like
Thank you. Is are you guys rock hard right now after that bio? Let me ask you.
I can feel my heart beating in it.
Oh,
Well, I'm
well,
still trying to catch my breath. By the way, big fan. I've watched you from your hotel window so many times, but also on the internet. My name's
this
only
the
Canadian Bobby, but
guy?
you can
Oh.
just call me Ralph or whichever
Oh,
pseudonym
what
I
I
use
was
on the
doing.
internet.
I remember you from Just for Laughs in Montreal. You're banned from all of the venues. That's a rare thing to do,
He kept biting people. It was
It's
he
easy to
couldn't have
get
it.
banned from all the venues in Canada when you're still banned from
Yeah.
Canada.
He was just biting butts. It was weird. He'd just come up to you and bite your butt like with your pants on. I've never seen anything like that before.
Like just really
Narnar
old.
isn't just a description of surfing.
It's a wasted bite. Denim really kind of stifles that whole like bite force, that Bobby needs to get a whole bite.
Well, he is homeless, so it's just mostly gumming my butt. He lacks teeth.
Oh, don't threaten me with a
Yeah.
good time.
Well, it's been so long
Oh,
since you've seen me. I got dentures 3 times from the old man across the street from me.
you're the only person I know that gets dentures one tooth at a time.
Yeah.
Better safe than sorry, especially when they're not yours.
It's amazing how you found like such good matches. That's terrifying.
I got a question. Canada's a weird spot to be a homeless person. Most of them live where I live in Los Angeles or warmer climates. Why would you be homeless in a place where it's winter the majority of the time?
So I live in Huntington Beach now. I regularly
Oh.
live on Paul's couch, not when he's home. I wouldn't be weird about it. But yeah, I'm not homeless in Canada. I was actually doing fine. I hacked the US government back in 95, which has turned out to be a big deal, and I had to run.
Yep, they made a movie about it. It's called War Games. It's really good.
Oh, I've seen that. I had no idea I was in the presence of quite a celebrity myself. Yeah. See,
Celebrity, villain, whatever you want to call it.
I'm the only jerk off here. I'm just his therapist, and it's just he is a terrifying man. I'm glad that we have this space between us and we can teleconference now. So, COVID's had its ups.
Yeah, Keith gave me a Nicolas Cage pillow, and sometimes I think that Nick Cage is the only one who really gets me, you know?
I can see that. You and Nick Cage have a lot in common, I feel like. You know, you probably both tear people's faces off and wear them around. Delusional.
Yeah, and we don't believe in the existence of possessions.
Unless you're being possessed by a demon. That's right. We've had this talk.
That's the real national treasure right there. Hey, we got questions for Eric. How about we get to
them? Guys, I'd like to point out that as soon as I jumped on this stereo app here, you guys went from like 13 listeners to 6. So just know that that's like the majority of my shows. I will walk the room immediately.
Oh, it's fine. We really narrowed it down to the quality audience members now.
Even it's
it's well, a strong. Actually, sometimes there's a glitch. Don't even worry about it. Sometimes there'll actually be like 13, 15 people in here, and it'll just go down to 8, and then it'll skyrocket back to 13 for no reason. So it looks like it's probably 8 right now, but maybe we'll get a dump. And who knows? Not to mention there's more listeners on Spotify and iTunes anyways.
Well, I'm just saying I'm an awful person, and if people want to leave, I totally understand why. So,
I'll test you.
They saw this brand new guy on stereo. They're like, "Who the fuck is Eric?"
He's like, "Who's this hipster with fucking with glasses that he wears inside? Who's this prick?"
Look who switched glasses with me, Paul. Now who is selling cocaine?
That is, I look like Eric. You look straight off the boat from Cuba.
I look like I do cocaine on my lunch breaks.
You look like the person that like Charlie Sheen got the idea for the Sheenus from. Like I don't.
I look like a guy that has white pants confidence. You know, it's just a certain type of confidence to wear white pants, mostly found in Miami, mostly based around cocaine, and yeah.
I know that you're not wearing matching socks right now. I feel confident in that.
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, I gotta be ironic as a hipster cokehead. So yeah, non-matching socks, and I'm gonna act like I didn't do it on purpose. You know,
right?
I love white pants because there's never any cocaine stains.
That's true.
Yeah, you don't get those stains.
Until your nose starts bleeding, then you fuck your pants up. Then it's called art. You know.
Just gonna say the amount of times I've gotten into theaters with blood all over me, you'd expect it to be a fashion show.
Yeah.
Yeah, people think I'm actually part of the cast whenever I show up with blood all over me. It's adorable. I'm gonna go and get Cliff's message here real quick.
Hey bro, my girl's father looks like Moses on steroids right now, and he's like 62, so it's never too late, you know what I mean?
Oh, he's
well, thanks so much for that.
What was that a reference to?
It's a person that we know, and apparently he's got a jacked fucking, what did he say? I already forgot. My bad. I'm an asshole.
It actually went in one ear and completely out the other, because I was hoping it was a question, and it was a comment on something that happened earlier, and so I lost it.
Oh, jacked like Moses.
Also, my apologies for Chad the Caucasian Cataclysm. You know what I mean? I apologize, fellas.
It's a Caucasian.
We're on the show for 20 minutes. You can't apologize.
A Caucasianism.
You got to commit.
Was he apologizing because he was playing a black guy for 35 minutes?
Yeah.
He was actually not even playing a black guy for 30 minutes. He was playing a non-melanated delusional fellow.
Well, it sounded a lot like the ghost of DMX. I'm not going to lie to you.
This going to give it to you.
How the story goes with DMX. X gun thug. What's it going to be? Fucking with a, well, that word, like me.
I guess it is time to stop, drop, shut him down, and open up shop now.
Tell the Rough Riders roll.
It is. I mean, you know, it's a way of life. And if I pretended like I wasn't 13 years old, like just being a little piece of garbage, running around with headphones on, listening to DMX, thinking I was hardcore, then I'd be lying. Because I did. I still do. No, I'm just kidding. I still got my Will Smith CDs. I'm good.
You get jigged.
Oh, no. We lost him.
What the fuck happened there? What the
He'll be right back, accent? I'm sure. Oh, he just disappeared. It's okay. We got another 25 minutes. I'm sure he'll be right back. Let's play a couple comments.
All right.
Are white pants big?
Was that a quiet?
I couldn't hear you, CJ. Try one more time.
That was so quiet. That was polite quiet. Use your outside voice.
Quiet.
Yeah, use your outside voice.
Yeah, yeah, it's too bad. There's no way to edit that out on Anchor, I guess, is there? Well, we'll try. We tried our best.
Oh, yeah, there's ways to edit everything out, pal. Okay, I got you. Well, let's see. Mitch Chorizo. Why does it remind me of sausage, this name?
Okay, I've been on stereo for a year. I suppose I should learn how to hold the button. That's true, but I'm catching on late sometimes. Please, just bear with me. But I guess I'm supposed to ask a question and something about personalities and homelessness. I have something to say on all these subjects. I was homeless since October, except I had a car when I was starting the whole stereo thing. And I had my piano in my car. But my question would probably be, do you think Jesus was a dinosaur or an alien?
How tiny is your piano, bro?
That's a great question.
I can't get past his tiny piano that fits in the car.
That was a great question. I'm going to bring Eric back up real quick.
Was Jesus a dinosaur or...
Sorry about that, guys.
So, Eric, welcome back. Technical difficulties that happen, and especially just getting used to stereo. It's whatever. But the question that Mitch Chorizo, shout out, just asked you, is do you think that Jesus was a dinosaur or a human?
Jesus. I thought he said an alien, right?
Or an alien. Oh, sorry. I heard him wrong. Alien.
Jesus. Well, exactly. I will say my favorite birthday card to send to my religious family members is Jesus riding a dinosaur. You gotta love that. But Jesus was a fucking alien, man. He was like Donald Trump, man. He's like a professional wrestler. He was just able to convince people that he had fucking magical powers, man. He's a fucking alien. He's an alien.
Paul and I were talking about this earlier, and we couldn't imagine how powerful we would be if we were back in those times, because Jesus could only get like 12 followers. Paul's got like 16,000. I mean,
we've heard Paul's comedy. No.
Yeah, he is not worth 16,000.
Yeah. The Apostle Paul over here.
Apostle Paul. 16,000, man. Yeah, Jesus had like what? Like how many apostles were there? How many people were at that fucking dinner? 12? And we never stopped talking about him. That's the power of this man.
Fucking 12.
Yeah, exactly. I think I did the math. I'm like 1,400 times the man that Jesus ever was.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did
that. I'm the opposite. I think I have 3 friends. He had fucking 12, and they're all famous.
Well, yeah, what a fucking loser.
Jesus was like the George Clooney of his time, right?
I'm now
one time I tried to actually get 12 apostles, and it was way harder when walking on water doesn't look very convincing when you have boat shoes.
Well, walking on water isn't that hard of a thing to probably get away with whenever you could probably just, if you had a cigarette lighter, make people shit themselves.
Nope, that's why I actually became Chris Angel for 3 weeks one time. That was a wild time, and some of those actually convinced people. We got hammered.
I gotta be honest. I've seen a guy at Venice Beach jump on the glass like that's his thing on the boardwalk. Like he just walks on glass. I gotta be honest. If I saw that and then a guy right after him walk on water, I think I'd still be more impressed with the guy that's walking on glass.
Yeah, you know, it takes a special type of person to just like know that what they're about, and you know, it's beautiful to see. Like, I was made to fucking roll around on this glass here in front of people so they can throw change at me. Yeah, that's a special dude.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's some people's kids, right?
Right. Or unless you believe in the Immaculate Conception. Jesus ain't nobody's kid. Oh, well.
You know, all these people were unemployed through all this pandemic. But Glass Guy, I think, you know, that's a job that just transcends everything, right?
That's job security.
That's job security.
Yeah.
The job security is kind of glass thin, though.
There's really not a lot of people waiting to take your job when you're the jumping on glass guy, you know?
Because I'm the glass man.
That's a good point. There's a dude at Huntington Beach Pier an absolute psychopath. Who hammers nails up his nose. And he does a big, big production of it. So, like, half of his job, he's like a circus sideshow crazy man. And he calls everybody over and he does, like, a stand-up comedy routine. I remember thinking that the first time that I saw him. I'm like, he's doing stand-up comedy and crowd work to get people to stop. Cool. And so, like, it could be 10 to 12 minutes of just trying to round people up and make them laugh about the idea of putting a nail in his head. And he literally goes until the limit. Like, people are starting to leave. And then he does it. And nobody ever gives – I never see him do get money. He has nails into his head. Everybody goes, wow, what the fuck? And then he hands out a hat, and everybody just kind of runs away from him. And he does every day.
I like how you said he made a production of it. Like, I want to know how somebody nonchalantly just nails a note, like, sticks a nail up their nose and drives it all the way up.
What do you think that guy's – how does he put his job description on Hinge or Tinder? Being the nail in the head guy.
It's probably a carpenter.
Carpenter, I love it. Yeah.
So much. Nail in the head guy gets laid.
He's head carpenter.
Yep, head carpenter right there.
Yeah.
You know, I'm the brains of this operation. Where we also get our nails from. It's my brain.
Keith, do you have a question for Eric? Lead us off.
Okay, since you know... since you've met The Rock, okay, is he a real person, first of all? This is a prerequisite. Is that an actual human being?
That is definitely a live, actual human being. I mean, he's a god amongst men, but that is a real person.
All right, so let's get to the complete antithesis of that. We got Betty White and we got The Rock. You have to punch one of them and suffer the consequences. Which one are you going to knuckle dust?
Before you just do that, why are you just trying to punch people today? All of your questions are just so violent.
Because I lost my notebook, Paul. I don't know where the other questions
are. He's like, who do you want to punch out of these three holy figures that dedicated their entire life to making people's lives better and helping the impoverished? Okay, now how about old celebrities?
are you going to cream?
Are you
going to?
Are you going to? Are you going to punch her into just? She just explodes into dust, knuckle duster. I love the knuckle dust. Yeah, Jesus Christ, Betty White. I mean, fucking hit a 100-year-old person in the fucking face.
If she hasn't been hit before, I'm pretty sure she deserves it.
Here's the thing. I'd probably punch The Rock because I think I could still work in life going forward. Like, if I punch fucking Betty White, I'm done forever. Like, there's no job. There's no McDonald's. I'm not even allowed to be an Uber driver. I'm just blacklisted from everything ever going forward if I fucking end Betty White with a fucking left upper hook.
Hey, that's the motherfucker that killed Betty White.
That guy who deals cocaine in Cuba, yeah, he punched Betty White in the face until she died. Yeah, it only took one punch, but still, who punches Betty White?
I've never seen him like come pre-cremated.
just said something about B. Arthur being better and then just fucking bitch slapped her.
I'll beat you to death with B. Arthur.
I think I would want to punch The Rock. He's much harder to get a hold of. I've punched 100-year people in the face so often. Do you know how easy it is to get into nursing homes nowadays? You just practically fucking knock.
You know, I keep telling you that that's not punching. That's with a knife, it's stabbing, but Bobby, come on.
It's punching with an object. Get it together, therapist.
That is an unfortunate name for a
Where do you choice, think they got the word Sharpie from, anyways? I'm just signing my name on their face.
And now that we're talking about it, this has become premeditated murder. So there you go.
I never meditate.
I knew you were going to beat me to that. I got a question. What's genuinely holding you back from being a smarter person?
Oh, me?
Yeah, this isn't an attack on you. This is just a general question we can ask anybody, and I think it's a hilarious question because it has nothing to do with you other than that you're the
what's
best.
Generally holding me back from being a smarter person? Oh man, I would say the demons I'm running from.
Oh, they got legs.
Yes.
I'm so preoccupied trying to distract myself from the depressive trauma of my past. So I usually spend that distracting myself doing things that absolutely don't matter when I could be spending that time reading books or, you know, taking a class to further, you know, just my knowledge and something that's rather difficult.
Reading books, what are you doing? Like sitting with a warm cup of tea with just a little blanket draped over you, watching at the window or something?
When somebody says I'm getting smarter, what do you imagine they're doing? You know, like, are they in college? Are they, what are they doing?
You know, reading books, getting educated on world issues, maybe not watching the news, but like, you know, trying to make a difference, like going out there and like learning about different types of people and like cataloging the knowledge so that you can bring up when you need it. And we all have an excuse not to. Demons is perfect. I feel like you're running from your past demons, but you're also running from hosting the improv open mic on the patio.
Yeah. Wait, Paul, can you ask me the question again?
What's holding you back from being smarter? And you said demons. I love it.
Friends and conversations like this.
I love it. I have to keep everybody on the same level as me so I don't feel bad about myself. So if I just make everyone else around me look bad by comparison, then, you know, I kind of just skate under the radar.
I hang out with far dumber people than myself, similarly, just, you know, just to feel better about myself. You know, just be the smartest person in your group. But if you set that bar real low, it's not very hard to do, you know?
I kind of do the same thing. Like, whenever I'm feeling down, I'll watch, like, you know, My 600-Pound Life, Locked Up Abroad, To Catch a Predator, shit like that.
Fuck,
you know?
Drivers, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. Like, this is the kind of stuff I love as well.
Yep, I'm like, oh, it could be worse.
Fucking bar rescue. You see bar rescue, and they're like, yeah, I've had this bar for 20 years, and you see how fucking idiotic and retarded these people are, and you're like, they've been able to have a business for 20 years, and I'm sitting in here with a one-bedroom apartment in the valley. What's wrong with me? What am I doing wrong?
You're not stupid enough to run a bar.
Yeah, I guess not. I feel like I'm too
open a bar, you know, in LA.
You got to have dumb confidence. Like, dumb people with confidence, it's a scary fucking thing, man.
They're the most dangerous people in the world.
It's actually the most dangerous of America, but you know, disrespectful.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Dumb, confident people, like in the famous words of Jim Jeffries, they run the fucking joint.
Oh, they do.
It's like, which one do you want here? May Payne putting your wheels together, or Joe over here says, whoop, whoop, good.
And that's why China's just infinitely smarter. They just have a better infrastructure. You know, the kids are too stupid to hang out with the genius kids. Ah, don't go over there with the smart kids. You'll weigh them down. Come over here and make shoes.
Look, we're all going to be citizens of China before we're dead. Let's be honest here. So let's get smarter. Let's learn some Mandarin. Let's just do what we need to do for the inevitable occurrence that's going to go on here. And we can be the smartest. We can be the
senior, but nobody can find the documents anymore. Because I
was getting ready to say we'd probably be the first people that were too stupid to speak their own language after China takes us over.
But that's what I'm saying, guys. We could be the smartest Americans under the Chinese communist rule over America. Like, if we know Mandarin, now we're an asset, guys. We're a fucking asset.
I mean, that's like, it's going to get dark, but, oh, no, shut up, Keith. Shut up, Keith. Got to rein that one in. Don't. These are people.
I love to hear what's your inner monologue, probably, like, fucking pumping gas just coming out right now.
Yeah.
Like,
these are people. These are people. Keep it in, bud. Keep it in.
Definitely pull it back, buddy. Oh, nobody needs to see that side.
That's okay. I think I got like two or three voices in my head at all times. And you know, I'm trying to actively avoid a couple. And then the other one kind of sounds like Tom Holland.
All of my inner voices are Russian. Fuck it. Or, oh, no. Morgan Freeman as my other one.
I think you just added a fourth voice to my head, and it's you trying to do a Russian accent.
What the fuck are you talking about, Paul?
Wow, that's good. That's pretty good.
Eric, we got some more messages. I think one of them is a question designed for you. We got Mitcherizo lighting it up. Let's see if we can't play a couple of those. And we got CJ who wants to ask you a question too. So, Mitch, let's do yours first.
Well, having been possessed by the devil several times, I can tell you that Jesus just simply had a handheld laser eye surgery thing. This is what looks like the cataracts with a boop boop zap. It's a miracle, right? But no, if he was like a holy Jesus tyrannicalosaurus, like no, that's I would be a sacrilegious reptilicus. Or maybe that joke is just so old I need to laugh in Jurassic Park with ha 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 ha. Yeah, I'm stupid.
Do you have to carbon date that joke?
Well, Paul, I'm starting to realize that the majority of your listeners are institutionalized.
Where do you think I round them up? All eight listeners are in the backyard.
You go where you know, right?
One flew over the cuckoo's nest, and cuckoo's nest is my wife.
Okay. I don't know what any of that meant, by the way.
I don't. Okay, sure. I never hear other people. Like, unless I can relate it to myself, I'm like, good luck. I don't give a shit.
Basically, I said, orgy at my place after the game. What game's going on? I forget what day it is.
Is that we playing baseball, whatever? Is that where you get touchdowns? I don't care. Let's go to Pound Town. Like, you know, I don't care.
There's no way it's sports. January. It's absolutely September.
Is it? September, I'm really. Right? Dude, do you remember I didn't know what month it was earlier?
Yeah, that was actually kind of funny. You thought next month was August? What did you. Wait. You thought next month was September.
April or something. That was hilarious. I tried to play it off like I didn't know. Oh, shit. Cliff said he got another good question for us. He said, not even anything funny, just a good question.
I wanted to ask Eric, out of all the, like, big-name properties that he worked on, you know, like Conan or shows that are more corporate or well-known, which was, like, the best experience and which was the worst experience, if he could say that?
Is Conan that tall in real life, too?
Yeah, Conan's 6'4 and a half. Andy Richter's actually 6'2 and a half, so he's pretty tall as well.
Yeah, but Conan couldn't have Andy being taller than him. We know how that goes.
No, not with that ego. I will say the best show I worked on was the Conan O'Brien show. I mean, they were all New Yorkers that moved out to L.A., and the difference is there's not a lot of ego when you work in television. In New York, in my opinion, it's just more regular people that are just happy to do the job and do the job. It never felt like work. It's an amazing show. Everybody's kind there. Everybody's generous. Everybody loves each other. Everybody's the best at what they do. So that show was badass. The worst show I ever worked on would probably be, Ellen DeGeneres is a really terrible show to work on. But I think we all know that.
Yeah, she's about this too.
Yeah, Ellen's a cunt. That's just known. I say you learn two things quickly when you first move to LA. You learn about street sweeping tickets, and then the second thing you learn is that Ellen DeGeneres is a cunt.
Do not look her in the eyes. She will turn your penis to stone.
We used to, I've told Paul a story before, but we would park at a parking structure at Warner Brothers, which is Gate 3, and you'd walk across the street to enter Warner Brothers. So it was just a public street with a crosswalk, but when she would leave, she'd have her private security that would stop us from crossing the street, or try to stop us from crossing the street, so she can make a left-hand turn in front of us and not have to wait for us commoners that worked all day to cross the street in front of her.
So she would actually warn her brothers. That's crazy.
She would warn her brothers. Yeah, she had her little fake security police. After a while, we just stopped, said, fuck that, and we just walked by and flip her off.
Yeah, never went well. Warn them off, brothers.
You have a bowl cut. You're an adult woman.
The Crosswalk Brothers.
Get him out been of some the crosswalk. Other...
That was my Ellen. That was my Ellen impression. No, she,
I worked on a.
She was a dick, and it made me so delighted the first time that I heard that story from you, Eric. It's like, it sucks being a part of like the LGBTQ community, right? As like a bi dude, and you know, so you look up to Ellen as being one of the first out people on television, and she's like this all star. You know, she made it. She's practically a fucking billionaire, right? I mean, she's like up there with Oprah in terms of talk show, you know, and all this, all these sweeping awards that she got. And realistically, like, I didn't live in California. I'm living in Massachusetts. So all I hear is good shit about Ellen. So well, that's we the have thing. No idea. It's like as soon as I move out here, LeBron moves out here, gets the Lakers a championship, and Ellen's a cunt.
Well, there you go. And I mean, I think America's also warped with Ellen, and they're forced to love her because she's literally adult Santa Claus. When they see her and when they're within her presence, they think they're going to get gifts. Like, that's it. It's very easy to be popular when you're giving people free shit all the time. You know, that was it.
She reminds me of a straight Neil Patrick Harris.
who also has a little bit of a reputation to be a diva out here. But I will say The Rock is an amazing person and probably one of the greatest people I've ever worked with. But it's no surprise when you're like the best in the business and you're the highest paid and you just continue to work. You got to be a nice person. I mean, look at Tom Hanks. It's like the people that are at the tippy top, you just prick. You can't be a prick. George Clooney's fucking amazing. Like,
Nope.
Adam Sandler's great. Oh, not Tom Hanks? Did he fuck your mom or something?
No, listen. Did you see him during the Golden Globes when Ricky Gervais was talking about Jeffrey Epstein? It looked like someone farted in his mouth and he couldn't let it out.
Yeah, because he was on the airplane.
Reminded about pedophilia at an awards show, which is selfish, exactly. But not the craziest one.
And, you know, I know you guys were his friends, but come on.
Yeah, he was on Epstein Island. Let's be honest here.
Ricky Gervais monologue where he's like, it's okay, it's the last time. That was one of the greatest monologues ever on TV. In fact,
yeah,
I don't care. It doesn't matter.
All right, we got another question coming in. Let's try CJ one more time.
Communists give people free things all the time, but we don't like communists. Why do you hate Ellen so much? Communists give people free things all the time, but we don't like communists. Why do you hate Ellen so much?
Why are you championing for her?
Yeah. What's your leg in the game?
Are you Ellen?
That's like a double negative. Wait,
when people start to defend people who are like clearly pretty just fucking awful and they've never met them, like, who's this guy? He's like, why are you attacking my friend? I've watched her a dozen times. I know everything about her. It's like, you know nothing about her. Everybody she surrounds herself with, including her wife, fucking hate her.
It's a real relationship.
Servers at restaurants, everybody that's ever worked on the Warner Brothers lot. I'll say this. You look at her staff photos. It's like a third of those people from one year to the next are no longer in that staff photo the following year. Like, that's the turnover at that show.
As much as Barack Obama was after his 8-year tenure in presidency.
Let me be clear.
Oh, she has wardrobe, you know, like all her outfits she wears every year. She could donate that shit to charity, right? How cheap and out of touch she is. She would do an Ellen rummage sale every year at Warner Brothers and try to resell the clothes she wore on the show. Like, do you really need the money, lady? Like, what are we doing here?
I can just imagine that being like her being a mother bird and just like puking food into, oh, shut up, stupid. Hush yourself. Rein it back in, Keith.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Here's a simple question for you, Eric. Which is more fun, alcohol or weed? If you had to choose one for the rest of your life, this is the more fun one. Which one is it?
Alcohol, for sure.
And why?
Alcohol.
Because, like, I think although alcohol is a downer, it makes you do some really dumb shit. And it makes people promiscuous. And it makes people make bad decisions. It makes people fight each other. It makes people fuck each other. It makes a party better. It fucking causes trauma. I mean, it's a fucked up thing. It's like probably one of the most fucked up drugs in the world. But goddamn, does it make life interesting?
You guys can fuck on alcohol.
I actually agree with you. So alcohol, I think, is better than weed because of the fact that like weed will make you introspective and view life differently, but it's not necessarily going to make you live life differently. You know, unless you get high for a long time, then your life living differently would be just kind of sitting on the couch and not getting much done. But with alcohol, we inherently are always trying to make the right decisions all the time. And that's how life kind of goes. And sometimes when you make the wrong decision or you decide to do something because it's stupid, that changes it up a little bit. That alters the timeline a little bit. It makes your life more interesting. So I get that.
Yeah, man.
I can tell you what not to do. Don't accidentally do meth. That's one thing. Definitely don't want to try. I mean,
accidental. So you're saying like either do it or don't, but don't accidentally do it.
Yeah, because if you ain't ready for that shit, it is a ride that you don't want to be on.
What, weed or alcohol?
Meth.
Nope. Pure methamphetamine. You know, don't pick up drinks at parties that you are not like you haven't had in your hand the whole time. Buddy, I stayed up for 4 days.
I say alcohol or weed. He's like, just not meth.
Yep. I can handle either of the you know, those children's drugs there, but this is the big leagues. Nope. Not for me. It was like, hey, Jesus. The shadow people really aren't that bad if you talk to them, though. I mean, I think they're pretty misunderstood.
How many meth labs are in your hometown again? You said like 3, right?
It would probably be easier to tell you like what places in my hometown weren't. But the sad thing is, like, the police here will pass up 3 meth labs, 3 active fucking cooks to bust somebody that's got 2 pot plants that are 2 feet tall and haven't even flowered yet. And they're like, this is a $60,000 street value.
Oh, wow. Where's home?
Paintsville, yep. Kentucky.
Thank God for conservative outlooks, though. Good
job, Kentucky. Woo-woo. Thank God we don't have alcohol sales on Sunday. That's really saving some lives.
Dry counties.
I mean, hey, what's Christianity if it's not a bunch of drunk 12-year-olds trying to drink blood?
That's Catholicism.
Same thing.
It's all terrible. Okay, let's see. All right, I got a question. Oh, here. We got a bunch of questions in here, actually. Shit. Go ahead and hit Mitch's real quick.
At Huntington, that fucking guy doesn't get money. Okay, well, I mean, I tried to busk in Oceanside, but my piano broke, and then, like, these Middle Eastern guys with, they were wearing makeup or something. They told me to leave because I was sitting in front of their store, but, you know, there was Wi-Fi there. But anyway, I took a train back, and someone from Stereo promised they were going to buy me a new piano, but that hasn't happened yet, but, like...
Oh, right. Well, that was...
Love you, Mitch. I love that they're questions. We got...
you're on the same page.
Is this slam poetry? I didn't know there was that portion of this show.
Yeah, well, it's a mixed mic.
Okay, got it.
Whatever the fuck we want it to be.
Oh my god.
I didn't bring my beret and my steel drum, so just let me know next time.
You don't keep a cold dark beer up your ass?
Yeah, we got some butt luges here. Well, any luge is a butt luge if you're upside down. We got CJ and we got Julian. Let's do a Julian Smith one.
You know, I think if you are that successful in Hollywood, because it's such a competitive industry and there are so many people that want to be on the top that don't end up there, you have to be ruthless. And I think it's a bit juvenile to think that if you're at the top of that food chain, that you aren't sort of a carnivore or a cannibal, you know? What? I mean, yeah, I mean, it's like, don't.
It was the sigh for me. It was going on a bit.
Well, I totally get what she's saying. She's like, we got to give Ellen a little bit of credit because, you know, it isn't easy being at the top and it isn't easy to be at the top for a long period of time. So you definitely have to be aggressive. I think Hacks the Show is a great representation of that right now, you know, having to be a shark. But I will say there is a way to treat people, and I think you can do it both ways. I think you can just be, I mean, obviously she's a super talented person, but when your reputation precedes you that you just don't treat people the right way, that's just not the way to do business anywhere. I don't care if it's Hollywood or McDonald's. It's just not the way to do things. So I see what you're saying.
Many times, I see. I genuinely believe you cannot live life and get everything that's out of it if you're just going to be a dick. If you're going to abuse people, if you're going to abuse your position of power, there's no reason to do stuff like that. Now, if you're talking about abusing your position of power in like a corporate setting to like move up, so like, you know, you're trying to like, hey, I have all of this behind me. You need to give me more money. You need to give me a better spot. You need to be able to do that and put pressure on the people that you need to put pressure on. That's one thing. But what, the pages? You got to be a dick to the pages, like their pledges? Are you 13 years old wondering how cool it's going to be to get butt fucked at a fraternity?
I mean, we were always taught that
I didn't expect it to out of my mouth, but that's the point.
Yeah. Well, and now I see why she calls us juvenile.
I was going to say it was kind of juvenile not to know where she was going with her fucking sentence, but, you know.
Oh, I picked up on the context clues of that, but she makes a good point. But, you know, once again, I agree to disagree, having worked at that show and worked on a couple other of her productions. And, you know, I disagree to disagree.
That was a nice little subverted, like, fuck you.
Well, you know,
and it's like, it's the number one book club in the town. And the book club ladies are gossiping, just turd. And she's like, still well, got a she had club? To be like that to get there. It's like, no, she didn't.
None of this can be recorded, correct?
No, none of it. I mean, okay, none, I mean good. All of it.
Oh, got it. Okay, so I will be getting a deposition, I'm sure, from Ellen's people at some point here. I will be blacklisted once this gets out into the world. Probably blacklisted more than had I punched Betty White in the face. That's how I'm feeling right now.
I tried to give you an out early.
Is saying that Ellen looks kind of like Kiefer Sutherland as the bully from Stand By Me, is that mean? Is that cancelable?
I always say she looks like the Keebler elf, and I just can't wait for her to go back into the tree.
I think she looks like Macaulay Culkin if he just turned into a girl, just like from Kevin McAllister's age, though. Like, she's 13-year-old Macaulay Culkin.
She looks like Smurfette trying to get revenge for the Smurfs getting canceled.
Oh, shit, Smurfette and Whiteface.
All right, let's hear some more people that are mad at me for not liking Ellen. Let's go.
one more, Julian, we got you. Mikey T.
How you guys all doing? I'm having a mimosa now. Yeehaw!
Fuck yeah.
I like that energy, actually.
Get that mimosa.
Make sure you're going out for me there, guy. I'm drinking some extra dry vermouth. Straight from the bottle is always that good olive juice.
Huh?
That's we're talking about white pants confidence. A mimosa at 6 o'clock on a Wednesday. That's a different level of confidence right there.
But it sounds like a Suns fan to me. 2 o'clock on a Tuesday. Oh, there is no time to drink. I mean, if you're going to drink, just go ahead and do it. If you're going to confine yourselves by the constraints of a fucking clock, you're a child. Come on. We're adults. We've earned this.
Mimosas aren't just for brunch. Mimosas are also for being gay at any time of day.
The deepest alcoholics I've ever met, they always use that line. We've earned this. I've earned this.
Shit.
I've earned the opportunity. I worked all week like an adult should. I worked 40 hours. I've earned.
I put my pants on today, and I went to work, and I didn't get fired. And, you know, I don't have a problem. It's a hobby. Some people like to play. I like to get fucked up.
I've earned the right to drink this half handle of a Southern Comfort, okay? I've earned it.
Sir, that is pure rubbing alcohol.
It's that I went to work for an entire month to afford this 1776 pack of PBR, and gosh darn it, it's gone by this weekend.
You need to unsophisticate your palate.
Look, do I pay the child support?
Well, you didn't need to.
Or do I?
Well, I bought it.
Oh, the child support?
Oh, do I pay the child support or do I buy myself a mini keg for the buddies to drink and four wheel this weekend? I've earned that choice to make. I've earned the choice.
You pull out. That's what. You can do both if you pull out. I'm a huge proponent for the coitus interruptus method. It has worked fucking splendidly for me. You miss 100% of the shots you never take.
Do I do comedy stand-up or do I do keg stanza? All right.
You can do both. Right. This is new art form. It's comedy keg stands, baby. Woo-woo. I'm third-generation alcoholic.
It's not that bad of an idea for the name of a show, like a stand-up comedy show.
I don't like it.
Oh, we got some. Here, can I play one? Who's this?
Penis, fart, butthole, boobs, vagina.
Please listen.
Pretty funny.
What? Was he just doing was he just doing Carlin's bit?
Nope. That was not even Carlin. I think that he was trying to spell dirty words on the calculator.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
That basically just screamed boobs.
Hee hee. That's a Southern Michael Jackson.
I've never seen somebody let us know that they're a virgin quicker than that message, you know?
Right. It was weird. I could feel like, you know, oh, no, shut up. Jesus Christ, these are people.
He's definitely a few deep of what he deserves. Let's leave it at that.
Yes.
We got all right, so we're over time. This was an awesome podcast. What do you think, Keith? Let's wrap it up.
Oh, I hated this. Every second of it was terrible. Eric, no, I'm just kidding. No, it was great. It's super guys, fun. Make me
of all the podcasts and radio things I've ever done, stereos, I gotta say you guys are definitely the most recent. So I want to thank you for that. And
you guys were definitely thank the last you so much. One.
You're the last one I did. And you know, not everybody can say that, you know?
No, at least not yet.
Not yet. So until the next one, guys, pat yourselves all on right. The back. You are the most recent. So thank you for having me.
That's what he's going to say to his next victim. We'll see you.
All right, love you guys.
It was awesome having you, Eric. Thanks for coming on the podcast. Everybody, that was Eric Wheelow signing off. Thank you so much for joining us, man. So that'll be a wrap for this week. This was Cross Examination, Episode 3. If you guys want a chance to get on the podcast, make sure you're listening live on stereo.
Send me money.
3 p.m. Pacific Coast time, 6 p.m. East Coast time. You can submit questions just like Mitch, just like Julian, just like Cliff. Today, you can even try and get on the show before we have our special guest. And if not, make sure you're listening on Spotify and iTunes and leave a review for us. That way we can like start climbing the ladder. Make sure we can keep doing this for you.
I'm not saying that you won't not get on if you don't send me money, but I will say that if you send me money, it'll go a hell of a long way towards getting on the show. You know what I mean?
If you get the drift.
Yeah, if you get my fucking drift.
Get my fucking drift. if you're catching what I'm putting down.
Oh no, God's here.
Hi, God. How are you doing? How are you going?
These people are going to listen to us go on about Jim Jeffries for about 10 seconds. And
I know, right? Anybody who just joined the room, they're like, oh, it's a fan club. I got a question for you, Keith, that we're going to leave it on. And you got to answer as fast as possible, okay?
All right, you know I'm good at that.
All right. What famous movie monster would you have sex with? Werewolf, vampire, swamp monster, King Kong, Godzilla, or any natural shapeshifter? Go.
Flubber.
He would have sex with Flubber, everybody. You heard it here first. This is Cross Examination signing off. I'm Paul.
You're Lohan. Damn right. See you. Bye, everybody. Flubber.